Welcome back. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And you have to turn your mic back
on. It's true. I self-edited that time.
That one wasn't my fault. No. And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. I'm excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. Weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life, her career has spanned advocacy, academia, naturopathic patient care, and public health. She serves as vice president of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health and on the advisory board for the National Association of Advisors for the Health Professions. Joanne, welcome to the welcome back to the show.
Good morning, folks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. So is Hanukkah over?
Last night was the last night of Hanukkah.
Ah, so you lit that that eighth candle?
That was it.
Awesome. Awesome. And now I'm going to ask a really dumb Gentile question. Do you have a big feast on the last night?
No. By the last night, you're kind of done eating fried food and ready for the next thing.
Just no more latkes. You're done.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Tobin's parents are here, they just arrived this morning and they came in from North Carolina, and this is really a time of travel and it seems like everybody has the flu. So how do you keep yourself healthy when there's so many people moving about?
You know, AANMC just did a piece on staying healthy during the travel season and holiday travel. And, you know, I think it is really a huge question as folks are getting ready to board planes and go to their family members all across the nation and even the world. Staying healthy can be a challenge. You know, there are a lot of things, you know, we've talked about health here before, and you know me. I'm always going to go back to the basics. So what are the basics that you need for health? Good sleep, no stress, getting out in nature, and laughing with friends and family, food, not so much alcohol, getting good water. Do those things all happen?
The sleep and the no stress. That's the tough one for everybody.
And, well, you know, the food thing can be a challenge as well. When you're traveling and you're on the road, oftentimes you're not eating on your regular routine. You may be eating more than you're normally used to, or more sugar than you're normally used to, more alcohol than you're normally used to, and all of those things will have or can have repercussions on your immunity and how you feel. You know, your digestive tract can kind of get thrown off when you travel, you know, not going into too many details, but, you know, your body elimination processes can be thrown for a loop, and, you know, all of that can have ripples on your health. You know, most of us are pretty resilient. We can handle, you know, a little bit of stress or, you know, not perfect night of sleep here and there. But when you start to throw them all together, there are only so many stressors your body can handle before the straws break the camel's back.
Right. Yeah. And then you find that everybody is getting sick. And this has been a rough, I think we talked about this the last time you were on. This has been a rough flu season. I Tobin and I read somewhere that the flu shot this year is about 10% effective.
Yeah, that's what I've read as well. And, you know, it's a little disheartening. You would hope that it's offering a bit more protection than that. And, you know, maybe that is part of why we're having so much of an outbreak right now. Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, is you're in close quarters when you're traveling. You mentioned Tobin's dad was just here, just came in from North Carolina. And, you know, getting on an airplane, you're in basically a little tin can with a bunch of other people breathing recirculated air that all of them are breathing. The air is all dried out, which dries your mucous membranes, makes them a little bit more susceptible to get bugs and critters.
Yeah.
You know, and you throw that in. I was just on a plane last week coming home from D.C., and the woman next to me starts hacking, and I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. And, like, you're stuck. You can't, you know, if I was in the mall and somebody was coughing, what would I do? I'd walk away. But, you know, you're on an airplane and you're sitting next to a human being who's coughing, and, you know, you want to be gracious and have empathy and, oh, I'm sorry you're feeling sick, but at the same time, I don't want to get sick either and I can't go anywhere.
So I have a question about vitamins. You know, I see some of these ads and stuff that talk about how you can boost your immune system with different vitamins. Is that true, and is that good sort of preventative measures to take certain types of vitamins?
So there's literature showing that there are certain vitamins like vitamin D that do have immune responses. And we talked about D in the past. Vitamin D is your sunshine vitamin, and you get that from sunlight, and that tends to be lower for people in the wintertime because we're not outdoors as much. But even some people in the summertime, because they're lathered up in sunscreen, which blocks a little bit of our conversion there. Folks who have more melanin in their skin, who are darker complected, also don't convert vitamin D as well and as efficiently. So, you know, vitamin D is one. But, you know, we list actually a number of supplements and things that you can do in our article on our website. So I would definitely let folks know about that and to check that out. So zinc is another one. Zinc can help. My favorite form of zinc are zinc lozenges. You know, that first sign of a scratchy throat, I pop a few. And, you know, making sure that you're getting vitamin C up to bowel tolerance, which would be, you know, usually several grams of vitamin C if you're just starting to feel sick. I've noticed that a lot of these things aren't quite as effective once the flu or the cold has really taken hold.
Yeah.
But if you start some of these things right at that, you know, and you try and nip it right in the very beginning, oftentimes the duration of the illness can be a bit shorter. That's at least what I've noticed.
Yeah, Erin will tell you, my big thing is I'll go buy a big thing of orange juice, but I get the one that's the vitamin fortified with the vitamin D, and I just drink a ton of that and just hope that helps, because I'm not big on taking the pills, but if it's just in the orange juice, then I'm pretty good with it.
Yeah, you know, a couple other things that I definitely recommend, especially when people are on the road and traveling, you know, to places where the food is going to be quite different for them. Probiotics can be helpful, making sure that you don't get traveling bugs. You know, so if you're going to another country, probiotics are a good idea to just make sure that you keep your gut bacteria in a healthy balance. The other thing would be digestive enzymes. So if you're eating foods that, you know, are different for you, that those things would also be something to consider.
We think of
the colds and flus, but, you know, how many folks travel and they get an upset tummy, or they might have constipation, and, you know, there are a number of things that come into play. And, you know, if you're uncomfortable, if your digestive system's uncomfortable, you know, you're not going to be feeling your best.
So, you know, for some people, the holidays are a very stressful time because they want everything to be perfect. So they decorate to the nth degree. They make 1,000 cookies. They, you know, and it becomes very stressful. How much do our own expectations add to our stress?
You know, I have a girlfriend of mine who just recently posted a picture on Facebook. She is very Catholic, and I remember decorating trees at her house. Their tree was always perfect. This friend of mine has 6 children and a bunch of animals, and she posted a picture of her cat perched atop of her Christmas tree.
Oh, my goodness.
And the caption was, "Sometimes you have to let go of the vision for the perfect tree."
That's awesome.
You know, and so I think that our expectations do play a lot into that, and, you know, and also learning how to say no. I think so many of us are trying to go to every party and, you know, get every single person a present and get every Christmas card or holiday card out there. And, you know, there are only so many hours in the day. There are only so many things that you can actually do. Prioritize them. Which are the most important? You know, maybe this is the year you say, "Hey, sorry, I didn't get the holiday cards out. Maybe we'll, you know, get some New Year's cards out next year, or a birthday card or something like that." You know, I think we have to let go of perfect. And I am, my husband will attest, I'm as guilty of that one as anybody.
Yeah, because you want to make memories for your kids and your family. And, you know, but if you end up just beating yourself down, it becomes too much.
Yeah, well, we just recently moved to a house, and the house is not perfect. It is not fully decorated. There are not things all on the walls hung yet. But I've been inviting people over anyway. I said, you know, I'm not going to wait for the perfect house to have people over. This house is made for entertaining and enjoying our friends and family. Let's start now. And, you know, anybody who loves me enough won't care that I didn't hang up the mirror yet.
Well, I would be offended.
That's why you're not coming over, Erin.
So we are out of time. Remind everyone how they can find out more about naturopathic medicine and naturopathic medical colleges and how they might find and follow you on social media.
Sure. So we are at AANMC.org, and you can find the travel article I just talked about on our website under news and latest stuff. So I hope that folks will check us out on social media. We're all over Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. So connect with us there. Hope to see you all soon.
Dr. Joanne Yanez, it's as always, it's been great having you on the air. I say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of those things. Happy Hanukkah, even though I'm late. And and we'll see you next year.
Yes, see you both next year. Have a great, great Christmas for both of you, and happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.